Right now, let's see if we can help Joel, who's up in Maine. He's got a little mildew issue there. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. What's going on there? You sound a little frustrated with this email I got from you.
Yeah, I've got a wraparound porch, and the overhang on the porch, I'd like to paint it, but I have some mildew showing through, and I just want to make sure I go through the right steps to get the mildew killed, if possible, and get a coat of primer or paint over the top of it so I can keep the mold from coming through.
Okay. You know, so many times when you have mold or mildew, it's a result of, you know, it's just a moist area. But if there's not enough millage on the wood, millage of paint, thickness of paint, the mildew can work its way through there. Here's what we don't want to be called it here in Mobile, Alabama, the mildew capital of the world, but we have our share of it, as does just about everybody in the country battling with it. And one of the things that I really believe in is the mildewcide additive that you add to paint. Matter of fact, I ordered 25 gallons of paint yesterday, and every gallon of that paint is going to have M1 additive in that, because my house I'm in now, 27 years, again, in this very tough, very humid climate, I went 26 years without painting my house, and I only pressure washed it once during that time. And so it works really, really well. So what I would do is certainly clean the porch, clean the surface that you're going to paint really well, and you could use a couple different things there. Either one of these work well that the professional painters use. One is called Jomax. J-O-M-A-X. Another one is TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. Just a really good cleaner. Follow the instructions, including the safety precautions, and then clean it really well, allow it to dry, and then I would put a good bonding primer, an exterior bonding primer. And you know what, Joel? I would put the M1 in the primer as well. And that way you're starting off with every drop of paint you put on there is you're giving it the best resistance to mold and mildew growth. And then, I know this sounds overkill, but you put one coat on, then you put your finish coat on, go ahead and put that third coat on. It'll go so quick, it'll require very little paint, but again, you're putting a little more millage there to protect you from the mold and mildew.
Okay, and then you're recommending to add the M1 to the one coat of primer, then the two coats of top coat as well?
Right. And your top coat should be an exterior acrylic latex. And I would certainly recommend getting a good grade of paint. Don't get the bottom basement stuff because it's just not going to work well. But yeah, if you do that, I seriously doubt you'll have a mildew problem ever on that.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Good. Our pleasure. Good work this weekend. Have a great weekend. Looking overhead painting like that, that's no fun at all. Joe, you know, that's one of the things I often wonder, you know, when we're out doing a little electrical work, how do those electricians or the painters that are painting a lot of ceilings and overhead, how do they keep their hands up in the air for that long? That's I guess you form special muscles that allow you to do that kind of thing.
You do. Not to mention they're crooking your neck.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me, bending your neck. But yeah, Joel had sent along a photograph, and I had never seen that much mold.
I know it.
It was basically 100%. It wasn't that thick. It was very light surface, but it was on the entire roof. So that's going to be a lot of scrubbing. I suspect whoever installed this roof did not back prime or paint the top, so there's moisture coming down into the top surface of that board and then working its way through, and that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah,
But I think the advice you offered is about as good as you can do without picking down all that wood.
Right, right. And if you're tired of doing it, do it this way. You may get 10 or 12 years out of it. It really is.
Right?
The millage is so, so important on that.